Well, hello everyone, and today I'm just letting you know that I have a new book out, brand new book out on the market. Here's the cover. It is called Applied Elite Theory, and well, it has a lot of vital updates to populist delusion and prophets of doom, elaborations on certain theories, applied readings of current political happenings using the elite theory lens. And it's currently being sold by Imperium Press on their website. I'm pretty sure it'll probably be added to Amazon if it's not already there soon, but I provided the link to the IP store in the show notes. So pick it up today if you haven't already done so. And I thought I'd just tell you what's in it, what's in the book. So over the past 3 years, since Populist Illusion came out, I've given many speeches, I've written lots of articles for magazines on Substack and so on. You know, I've done occasional pieces here and there in other publications, a couple of journal articles. And all of these elaborate on things that I don't actually talk about in Populist Illusion. And they also have a lot of real-life examples, worked real-life examples, where you can see, you know, the validity or lack thereof of the analysis in real time. Book is divided into three sections. So part one is just called General Theory, which has a lot of theoretical debates on particular aspects of elite theory, including my elaborations on Pareto's basic idea that ideology is a post hoc justification of power. Remember, BSBS, BSBS, therefore I rule. A lot of elaborations on that basic idea. Containment, something else I talk about a lot, which is not actually in Populist Illusion. So I outline all of that there. It's got a few of my more famous bits in there. The octopus was a very widely viewed talk I gave a few years back, where I break down the different parts of the regime and challenge Curtis Yarvin's model. If you remember the octopus, culture is downstream from law. That was another talk I gave, which is in there, talking about clear them out as a political formula. You know, seems like a lifetime ago now. That is another aspect of the collection, by the way, which, you know, recently I've been talking about how, you know, for a long time I've talked about how I belong on the sensible centre. Recently I've been saying sensible centre-left, as to distance myself from the increasingly headbanger kind of slop right or populist right, if you want to put it that way, of whom I increasingly have little in common with these days. This collection, this book, explains that journey. It explains really how I became so disillusioned with those people in that scene. How after, you know, time and time and time again, people don't learn these basic lessons. They hold on to literally the populist delusion. And these essays here explain that, as does the new preface that I've put on the front. It's also got a very good kind of academic introduction as well. I think it was written by Mike from Imperium himself, which gives an overview of my kind of work, at least my post-Shakespeare work, and, you know, explains, you know, how I've arrived at some of the conclusions that I have. What other bits are in here? I'll keep on explaining what's in the book. I mean, some other relatively famous bits and pieces here. The James Lindsay Debate Club theory of history. Various different bits on defining what ideology is, in particular, that whole, you know, defending that BSBS, therefore I rule thesis. Talking about her, you know, tuning out the clown show. That's another talk I gave that was fairly widely seen as well. So, oh, and of course, the very first essay in there is the one on the Boomer Truth Regime. A lot of people ask me, am I ever going to write that book, Boomer Truth Regime? Well, I did write the first chapter of it, which I put in this collection. Time will tell, friends, if Boomer Truth Regime will ever get written. Basically, I need to see what's going to happen. I also need Keir Starmer not to be the Prime Minister to actually write that book. What else is in the collection? So, yeah, so the first part looks at general theory. The second part looks at American politics, and specifically under focus is using Trump as an applied example of Robert Michels's iron law of oligarchy. As we have seen, the trajectory of MAGA and Trumpism, and remember, this is all the way from 2022 or 2021, moving forwards, we've seen how MAGA became something that the American empire is comfortable with, person that they kind of ended up wanting in a way. A lot of MAGA faithful and diehards try to hold on to the dream that, you know, Trump is against the regime in some way. I mean, frankly, if you still believe that at this point, I've got a bridge to sell you, or I've got a book to sell you, which will actually explain why that is not the case. Talk about the global American empire, and then lots and lots of kind of forgotten little episodes. You know, the whole period where Ron DeSantis was being geared up to run in place of Trump, some of the kind of tricks that he was pulling. The whole lot is in there. You know, the American election, Kamala Harris is a jobber, you know, all of the signs, woke being put away, all of the stuff I talked about over that time. And interestingly, going back and reading them in sequence, reading them in this kind of concentrated book form, you can really see there was a thesis that was demonstrated in real time. And here we are now, 9-10 months later. And I think that my analysis will stand up to the test of time, to the measure of history, whereas all those people who took the opposite stances or who became partisans or part of the cheerleading squad will later have to kind of either switch or revise or pretend they never did that, etc. So that's fine. But I think basically a lot of the stuff in that section holds up. And then the final section really looks at British politics. It looks at the influence of Blair. It looks at, the period of kind of the tail end of the Tories, 14 years of terror being in rule, being in power, Starmer coming in, and of course, questions of whether civil war is on the horizon, all of these sorts of things, they're all in there as well. I don't actually have a physical copy of it yet. I've just got the cover, I've seen it release, people are ordering it as we speak. Book is just under 300 pages long. I think Mike has done a great job. Imperium Press have done a great job bringing this out. Looks fantastic. So pick it up today. I think in time to come, I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to bring this out is because, you know, the internet, not forever, things disappear, you know, publications change, things go behind paywalls. I mean, there's so many different ways in which people can't get a picture of, you know, your thought in action. And there are some pretty important concepts and things that I discuss. And I thought it would be useful to have one place where people could refer to them. You know, oh, well, in Applied Elite Theory on page 42, he says this, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I thought that would be an important resource, a useful resource to have moving forward, a bit more permanence, and actually putting all the bits together in this way with the intro and the sequencing and so on, it is, I mean, I think it will be a very handy, I mean, it's bigger than both of the previous books, it would be a robust companion to Populist Illusion and Prophets of Doom. It kind of answers a lot of the questions that I didn't have space or time to go into in those two books. So pick it up today, Applied Elite Theory, buy it now, and I'll see you soon. Regular service will resume soon as I hit some of the kind of news and so on coming up, but I thought I'd let you all know, pick up Applied Elite Theory. All right, bye-bye. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.